Magic 92.5 presents Jagger and Christie's Christmas Wish, made possible by Altus Schools.
It is time for another Christmas wish, and today we have Tina on the phone. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tina. We got your nomination for Christmas Wish. Now, this is your daughter, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay, so here's how it's going to go down. We are going to get Ashley on the phone, and I understand you told her just maybe a teensy, teensy little white lie as to why to pick up the phone.
Just a little one.
And then would it be okay if you read your nomination to Ashley?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Okay. I'm going to get her on the phone here.
Alrighty.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, is this Ashley?
Yes, it is.
Ashley, it's Jagger and Christie calling from Magic 92.5. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're great.
We're doing good.
We have someone on the phone that you know.
Uh-huh. Hi.
It's your mom.
My mom?
Your mom. Your mom's Tina, right?
Yeah.
Let me explain, Ashley. We do a program on Magic 92.5 every year called Christmas Wish. And your mom has nominated you for a Christmas wish.
What?
Yes, she has.
You guys set me up.
Yeah, we kind of did.
I'm sorry.
You'll have to look past that.
Now, is it the world?
Is it okay if your mom reads her nomination?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Tina, all you.
I'm writing to share why Ashley Martinez and her little family truly deserve to have their Christmas wish granted this year. Ashley is a devoted mother and wife who gives her all to ensure her children feel loved, safe, and cared for, even when life hasn't made it easy. Despite facing challenges, she continues to show incredible strength, putting her children's needs before her own every single day. Her heart is pure, her love is unconditional, and her resilience is inspiring. Granting Ashley, Chris, and their babies a Christmas wish would not only bring them joy and relief during the holidays, but it would also remind them that kindness and hope still shines brightly in their world. Ashley had a baby 2 months ago and went on maternity leave. She asked for an extension for postpartum depression, and they referred her to a state disability, which they have denied. Her husband is also on paternity leave and gets 60% of monthly pay so he can help Ashley with their children while she gets help. They have worked so hard for their family, and rarely will they ask anyone for help. Granting this family a Christmas wish would not only bring them joy during the holiday season, but also serve as a reminder that their hard work, perseverance, and kindness do not go unnoticed. Ashley embodies the spirit of hope and love that defines this time of year and truly deserves to experience the same generosity in return. Her son loves to say everything is magic. This would bring a bit of magic and light to a family that truly deserves to feel the joy of the season. I can't think of anyone more deserving of that blessing than Ashley, Chris, and their beautiful children. Thank you, Jagger and Christie, for always doing amazing things like this every year. With gratitude, Tina.
Mom, you got through it. Very good.
I did. I was trying not to cry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm over here crying while I'm opening an Uncrustable for my son.
All right, so let's start, because Ashley, this is going to be your Christmas wish. So the first thing that we always do on a Christmas wish is we make sure you have a Christmas tree. So our friends at Pinery Tree Farms want to give you a certificate to go pick out a 6 to 7 foot Douglas or noble fir tree. They got locations in Del Mar, Bonita, Mission Valley, and Rancho Bernardo. Mm-hmm. And they want you guys to go out as a family and pick out a tree and get that all set up, okay?
Have the whole Christmas experience. You know, that's really important. And dinner is also important, too.
Yeah, you know, Christy and I, when we started doing Christmas Wish, we thought, what are the things that we always got great memories from? And I think everybody at Christmas time needs to have a Christmas meal. Mm-hmm. Those are the best times. Laughter, the fun, the memories. So our friends at Barron's Market want to give you a $150 gift certificate so you can go shopping and pick out anything you need for a Christmas dinner and cook that thing up and have a party.
Oh my goodness. Thank you guys so much for that. That's amazing.
You're welcome.
Does your husband like wings?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
I mean, what husband doesn't wings? And we have some new friends at Epic Wings in Chula Vista, and they want to give you a $50 gift card. So while you're running around and, you know, maybe going to doctor's appointments or doing this or that, you can stop by and have some wings, okay?
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're
and
welcome.
We are so grateful that we have so many friends that participate and help us with Christmas Wish every year. And our friends at San Diego Family Magazine for the last 14 years have donated toys for the kids. And so you have what, a 3-year-old Santiago?
Yeah.
And then you what and your baby is Mila, she's 2 months?
Yeah, just had her.
Oh, brand new.
And how are you feeling, okay?
Oh, my goodness. It's been such a whirlwind. The postpartum depression hit me real hard this time around. And just kind of figuring out life and, you know. But I look at them and I'm just so thankful that I feel like there's nothing that I can complain about.
That's awesome.
Well, we're going to keep you on the mom track. And we're going to make sure that Santiago has all kinds of toys for you to wrap up and put under that pinery Christmas tree. And we'll find some, you know, Mila's only 2 months old, but we'll we'll find something. And, you know, Jagger, he kind of found a little bit out about Santiago, so he has something special he would like to.
Yeah, I found out Santiago's he is a big fan of Spider-Man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to tell you, and I don't know if he has a pair, but he's going to get another pair because every kid should have a pair of Spider-Man pajamas that he can wear to bed at night.
Oh, I love that.
All right, so we're going to hook him up in the Spider-Man gear.
Oh, my God, you guys have me crying over here.
Well, and so about Mila, I also want to throw in a special little outfit for her, but we have nieces that have had babies over the last, year?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of immersed in it from the aunt and uncle perspective. And I know diapers is kind of a big deal. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
And so we kind of looked around and we found a 12-month diaper service for Mila, and we want you to have that.
Are you serious?
Yep.
So for a year, you got diapers.
Yep. And you know what's really cool about this service, baby showers by mail, and what's really cool about it is, you know, you get to let them know what size you need, what brand you like, as the baby grows.
Wow, that's more than I could ever ask for.
Well, and hopefully that'll take a little of the pressure off everything that you're going through right now and help you to be able to spend some time on yourself as you get through the postpartum depression and not have to worry about that.
So much. Oh my God. I can't believe any of this is real right now. My parents set me up.
Well, girl, we're not done.
It's real and we're not done. So talking about stress, one thing we found at the holidays and stress, bills. I wish people would just not get bills at Christmas time, but they do. So here's what we want to do. We want to take your phone bill and pay a month of that for $150. We want to give you a gas card for $200 so you can run around and get all your stuff done with the kids. Okay.
Oh my God.
And hopefully this will lighten your load a little bit financially as you go through the next few months and get to a point where you're feeling like yourself again. Okay.
Thank you guys so much. I can't thank you enough for this.
Oh, we're still not done.
We're still not done.
We also want to make sure that you have everything that you need for Santiago and Mila and for you and your husband. So we're going to give you a Walmart gift card for $500.
Oh my God.
That should help get you through a couple months, right? And then would an Amazon gift card for $500 also help you get through?
Oh my God, am I being punked right now?
Nope. Not being punked. Tina, how you doing?
I'm crying.
Okay, so, and then here's another thing that always gets in the way at Christmas time. I want to help you out with this. So we understand that the rent is $2,600. If it's okay with you, we'd like to pay your December rent.
We're serious. And, you know, we know Chris is, you know, he's still on maternity leave and his funds are a little tongue-tied right now. So we thought this might help you guys out to get through the next few months.
Oh, my God, you guys are angels. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
Okay, and then I'm sorry, but there's just one more thing.
Just one more. I promise. This is it.
When after Christmas and everything is wrapped up and you're having a great time, our friends at SeaWorld want to give you 4 tickets to go experience SeaWorld.
I love SeaWorld. Thank you.
And, you know, if you can get there during Christmas time, it is just lit up and you can see it from space.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So listen, Tina, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much for letting us know about Ashley and her family. You're right. What a great family.
Thank you guys so much. It's just an honor. Such an honor.
Well, it's our pleasure. And there's only one thing that we have to do to make this wish come true. And that's I need a Merry Christmas on the count of 3. Are you guys ready? 1, 2, 3.
Merry Christmas.
Magic 92.5's Christmas Wish, presented by Altus Schools, a custom pathway to success for students.